Can you hear yourself?
Hello? Hello? No.
No?
No.
No, your mic is working. It's obviously your headphones.
I can hear you. Maybe I can hear me. I don't know. I can hear myself, but like I don't... Stop, Kira. Lift me everywhere today. Just be my arms and legs.
You look real funny.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's just that you're real lift.
I'm just wrecked.
I wasn't going to even try give you the milking chair today.
Oh, no.
She's a grumpy girl.
I'm a chippy oink today.
She is. She actually
no,
is
I'm just really, really tired.
Self-proclaimed chippy oink.
Yeah,
that's I'm when really you know tired. It's bad.
I'm absolutely. Do you know what? I was a pig.
Were you?
I was a pig. And I'm paying the price. Yeah.
Okay, tell us, why were you a pig?
Because we were celebrating. I blame Mandy.
Oh, Mandy.
And you came and you gave without taking. Yeah.
And I ate like a pig.
No, I drank like a pig.
Oh, it was more a drink situation.
Well, a little bit of...
A little bit of boat.
Yeah, a little bit of boat yesterday, like, but... Then what do you do when you're dying with a hangover after celebrating Mandy's 50th? No. You go out and you have more drinks and scholars.
Yeah, no, because when I got up, you were dying.
Mm.
And then I went out gallivanting, you know me. Came back and you were like, gone. Yeah. And I texted her. I was like, where are you? And she was like, where did you think?
Yeah, pig.
You have to respect it, though, in some
no,
ways.
No, my liver doesn't think so. No, yeah. I'm actually disgusted with myself.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm gone too far. Gone too far. Fucking dying today. In work,
were
like
you?
Hanging, like I'm like a piece of piss walking around the place.
Yeah, look at you. Yeah. You look all right, actually.
Oh, thanks very much. I didn't even wash myself today. I'll be honest with you all.
How long has it been?
Didn't even put a flannel, didn't even have.
No, even femme fresh around.
No.
Oh my God. Smell of ghee.
Oh, honking.
Yeah.
Honking, festering.
Yeah, festering.
Yeah, didn't even get the vim out to it or anything.
Would you rather smell like shite forever or smell like ghee forever?
Like smelly ghee?
Yeah. Smelly ghee, smelly ghee, what are they feeding you?
Neither. How can you choose between
no,
one
you
of
have
them
to
two?
Choose.
Oh.
I think I'd rather smell like smelly ghee because someone would think you just shite yourself.
No, they think you have that fish disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got fish disease.
Because I don't want anyone to think I'm after shitting myself.
Yeah.
Whereas we've all, as women,
like,
no, I'm not talking like little bit like, what's that? It's smelly ghee.
Yeah. Yeah. If you wear polyester or anything like that, like you're trapping it.
You're humming.
Yeah. You do hum a little bit.
It's a
bit.
Hum. It's not.
Yeah.
A waft.
It's a honk. It's not a honk. It's a hum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or a waft. Yeah. It's like you kind of go.
What's that?
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh.
No,
do you ever get like people would be out there going, I don't know what you're talking. Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
If you have a vajayjay, you've had an incident.
You've
in
had
your
a
life
hum.
Where you've had a hum. Either be it after your time of the month or...
Yeah. I think there's a distinct smell. This is great.
Oh my God. Oh my Somebody God. Told me before, it's not that you smell, it's that your senses are heightened.
Do you think?
Well, no.
I'd like to believe that.
I'd like to believe that, but I don't.
And apparently, if you're smelly, you're the last one to smell it.
Oh my God.
So by the time you're smelling it, everyone else
oh
has smelled
God. It. Oh my God.
But I would like to test that theory because I think there's been a couple of times where I've smelt myself and gone, oh Jesus, and I've asked you and I know you'd tell
well,
me.
Well, don't be putting me nose down there. And
no,
like,
I mean armpits and shit.
Oh, armpits.
Jesus
right.
Christ, I don't mean gay. Like,
oh, Kira, you have to stop saying, oh, it's actually, why is that? And I love the word gay. That's
yeah,
really annoying me.
That's how you know you're not right.
Yeah, I'm not in the best.
You're not the gay humor.
Oh, stop.
Sorry. That's the last gay.
Right.
That one was.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But I do think there's a distinct smell between just that smell of
yeah.
the thing
yeah
and no I can't even say any words that contain those syllables put together and period
yeah.
That.
yeah some there's people don't like smells. Talking about periods you know
really
yeah
that's fair
yeah each their own I
yeah,
suppose
to each their own.
I don't get embarrassed with things like that now.
No. I remember when I was younger, I thought it was a thing where I couldn't let dad know if I needed pat, and I'd be like, bah,
they need yeah, bah, no, you bah. Can. Absolutely.
And then you were like, he knows what they are. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told this story before. It was pretty gross, right? I told it before, but I think it was in when we were practicing a few episodes. So I don't think it ever aired.
Okay.
I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, right? Okay. So
you know I will.
I know you will. I was pregnant on you. And I was about 5 months, I think 6 months pregnant on you. Mm-hmm. About 6 months, I think. And I was temping in TV Tree. So do you think
I don't remember.
You do know this story. You saw, I've told you this story. I tell everyone this story. Right. So temping in TV Tree.
Okay.
So I had thrush, right? So
We've all been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And no, I've never had a fuck off.
Never had thrush.
Mine is pristine. Gigi dinner of mine. Yeah. And I had used Caniston the night before, the suppository and the cream, right?
Okay.
So normally by then, so you use it during the middle of the night, normally it makes its way out.
Okay.
By the next morning, right? So that's the whole thing. Like, while you're asleep, it's like doing its magic thing. and then it pops out, right?
Okay.
So don't forget, like, I had you in 1999. That was the time of the bush.
Oh God, yeah.
Okay, so we had bushes back then. You tidy it up a little bit, but bear in mind, I hadn't seen mine.
Oh, because I was pregnant.
Of course. I hadn't seen it in a good few months. Like, you know, yeah. I assumed it was still there.
There was no reason for me to believe that it had fucked off.
So woke up the next morning, actually forgot I took the Caniston, to be honest with you, because there was no sign of it, like dummy widdly wee and everything, and there was no sign of it, right? So went into work, working on reception in TV Tree. It was in its infancy. It had only started. No bearing on the story, but hey ho.
It's nice to know.
Yeah, it is.
Setting the scene.
Yeah. So it was about probably 11:30 at this stage, right? And I went to the toilet and I sat down. And I remember I sat down to do a wee, but the wee wasn't coming out.
Oh God.
I was weeing, but it wasn't coming out. And then I kind of moved in a certain way and the screams out of me, right? The Caniston comes out, for any of you that don't know. It comes out and it's like chalky. But it had obviously come out between when I went to work and 11:30.
Okay.
And it had dried into my bush and fused.
Oh, no.
All like a chalk, like a hard chalk at this stage. It fused all my pubic hair together.
Oh my
right,
God.
Matted it and I'm screaming, right?
Were you like, help?
I was like, ah! And I couldn't see what was going on.
It was a mystery.
Like, I couldn't see, but that's what, like, and then, like, bits of chalky bits were, like,
oh,
and I had to prise my
foo-foo
open.
Your nun.
And go out, and then I had to like fix myself, go out, get loads of tissue, wet it, and then go back in again and try and clean myself
and do hopscotch while you're at it with the chalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a game.
Yeah.
Make everything in life a game.
Oh yeah. Even when you're 6 months pregnant. Like,
yeah.
But that was
how did we get onto that?
I don't know. We were talking about smelly.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Smelly JJ's. Yeah, but that was...
Do they still do the suppositories? I don't know if they do.
Yeah, yeah. But don't forget, you wouldn't have a bush now.
Oh, no, I know that, but
you don't have to worry about the, like, fusing.
Yeah.
The fusing of the fuselage.
The fusing.
Yeah. God. So that happened.
So that's the thing.
Oh, I have to give a little shout out to Faye Tracy.
Oh.
Someone your dad works with, George, your dad works with, and apparently he always knows when his wife is listening to the podcast because he can hear her tittering.
Oh, really?
So I hope you liked my bush gardens story there, Faye. Shout out to you today.
I was also going to say there was a girl I have that follows the Instagram, the I'll Ask My Mom Instagram, and her name is Shannon, and she texted me today and she was like, I had to text you, I'm after listening to the drunk 30 seconds app.
I texted her back,
I was like, that episode gives me the fear.
We didn't listen to that.
We were like, I'm just not, and I was like, I'm not even gonna post about it.
Yeah.
I didn't share it, it's up there if you want to.
Yeah,
but I was like, I saw her message, I was like, oh no. And she goes, I'm in wet laughing at your mom saying the grand something, it has lots of water. And she goes, the Grand Canyon is a desert.
Oh, it is. And you I was like, thinking of Niagara Falls or something, was I?
You were thinking of like a canyon with like, I don't know why.
I don't know what I was thinking.
But I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Like, I'm bad enough as it is. Throw a few gins into me and like,
it's game over.
It doesn't fare well, does it really? Sorry about that.
She wants us to adopt her as well. So.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, we can get that going. The paperwork. Oh, no, maybe not today because... she's wrecked.
Yeah, I'm a bit knackered.
And she's hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't be like looking after another person. No. Not today of this day.
Not
this
today day. Of, all of all days. Days.
No.
Sorry, Shannon. You're going to have to hold off for
just have to
while.
Wait for adoption. It's pending.
Yeah,
it's pending.
But it's starting.
Yeah. Yeah. We have the wheels in motion.
Exactly. The blueprints are drawn out. The wheels are in motion.
Yeah.
I started.
I don't care.
PT today.
Yeah, you did.
Oh my God. Right. So I remember we said we were on our fitness journey ages ago and I have been eating better than I was, but I have been doing Trisha and me have never even locked eyes.
They haven't.
We've never even locked eyes. They haven't. It's like, do you know when like you live, like you have a housemate, but like they're a bit like you don't talk.
Yeah.
And you kind of just go, yeah.
I think you're a bit rude.
Well, I don't see her trying to...
she pour, did.
Do you know what I mean?
She's in the corner all sexy. You know?
No, like one... Like, I'll just be sitting in the kitchen and she'll just turn on by herself and just start moving.
Hello.
She's like, you gonna... You know.
Yeah, I neglected her. I got up on her on Sunday.
Did you? Did you?
With the hangover.
Oh, God.
And I was like, to see if they're going to kill me or cure me.
And
but...
What
I only
do?
Managed half an hour on her.
But that's something.
Yeah, so and then I'll have to... Like, obviously can't today because wrecked. But Wednesday, I'll have to get up on her because I had an Indian on Sunday.
Yeah.
Some pig woman. And I ate every fucking last bit
morsel
of it.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Bar the naan. Yep. And I never eat a whole
Indian.
Yeah,
I always
leave it till the next day, like half of the next day. I ate every last bit. Oh, I God. Was.
An animal.
Yeah. Saturday night, I don't remember coming home.
Do you not?
No, remember someone putting my shoes on for me.
That rarely happens when you don't remember coming home.
I remember sitting on the sofa talking shite.
Yeah.
To your dad, your poor long-suffering
dad. Oh, was that when you turned around?
No, that was a different night.
She told me the other day that like there was one time in particular.
It was last weekend, I think.
And you were talking shite to dad and you turned around and went, I'm so sorry, like.
Yeah, I said my own voice is actually annoying me and I am talking... absolute scutter. I just had a realization that I was talking absolute shite.
And do you ever get as well when you catch yourself and you're like, they probably don't give a fuck
no
about what I'm saying?
No,
but well, yeah.
And he actually, I said, am I talking shite? And he went, yeah,
but he was willing to like just
have a
there.
Fair play to him.
In
like
fairness.
You have to hand that to him, don't
he
you?
He listens to some, like, if he could get back all the time he spent over the years.
Do you know my boss was setting up a GoFundMe for him?
And I think that's
for hugs.
Yeah.
He said, that man needs a hug.
Yeah.
He said he needs something, a holiday, something, he said, where I'm setting up a GoFundMe.
I need to give him something.
He does. Yeah, he feels so sorry
for him. Maybe we could set up a trocra box for my dad.
Yeah.
Well, have a picture of him on
the front. Hashtag GoFundMe Lee.
GoFundly.
GoFundly. That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Are you raging? You didn't think of that?
No, I can't think of anything at the moment. Right, come here. PT.
Yeah, right, so.
Diablo, a.k.a. Katrina.
Yeah. Oh my God, she's a fucking animal. An animal.
Because they're going to end up hating her.
I know. That's what... I actually said... Because, right, so let me set the scene. So,
okay.
Two of my friends were all doing it with Katrina, right? So we were like... Because she's done...
And
I think
Ernesta set you on the little
on
path.
On the right track, yeah. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. She's like got a fitness page if you want to follow her, Katrina Kerwin. She shares like some of her meals and workouts, But... I kind of said to her, like, look, I haven't worked out in a long ass
proper
time.
Worked out, yeah.
Properly, like, in a long ass time.
Yeah, go easy on me.
So I was like, go easy on me, is what I said to her.
Okay.
And she didn't.
No, she didn't listen to a damn word you said.
It's like,
deaf
it was
ears.
On deaf ears.
Deaf ears.
Yeah, in one ear, out the other.
What the hell, Katrina?
What the heckle?
What the heckle?
What the heckle? But we did say, right, so we done it out on the green beside her house. And we done it real early, but then I was bollocks for the rest of the day. But anyway,
look, you'll get your fitness.
And that wasn't
up.
Even like 6 a.m. or anything. That was like 8. We done it
because I knew you were meeting her at 8, and you came like tearing down the stairs at like 20 to 8, and I was like, talk about cutting the phone.
Yeah,
but listen,
I actually said to her, I was like, look, anything I say to you while we're doing this,
yeah,
please don't take it personable.
Personable?
Yeah, or personal. Yeah. But she was really like, when we were taking the bit, she was like, come on. Like, she was like,
that's what you need.
Yeah, you do need that. Like,
someone to give you a boot up the hole.
And then, like, there was one point where she was like, okay, we're going to do 4 rounds of this. And we were like, can we just do 3? And she was like, no, because if it was a normal coach, you wouldn't be able to say, let's just do 3. So, no. And I was like, oh, go on.
Girl up.
Yeah, I'm a bit pissed off that I'm not skinny yet, though.
That's, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well,
look, maybe by tomorrow morning.
I was going to say.
Give it a full 24 hours before you go looking for your money back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That I haven't given her yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a full 24 hours. Like, if you're not skinny by at least 9:30 tomorrow morning, that's it. No,
that is a joke.
I'd be handing in the towel.
Yeah.
I really would.
Handing me notice.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quitting.
I'd have a strongly worded letter.
Yeah. No, because, no, yeah, I will give it till tomorrow morning. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., because that's 24 hours.
Mm.
Yeah,
my head's not in it today.
Your head's gone. Yeah, who's on?
Yeah, I think I forgot to write. You know when you're cashing up?
Yeah,
forgot to write the amount on the envelope, so it's all just blank.
Guess. Fun game.
Yeah,
it's like guess how much money's in the jar. You'll never know.
I think
you're in tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's in the safe.
Can you not open the safe?
No. Then what's the point in having a safe?
But do you not put it in the safe?
There's a little slot at the top.
Right.
Sorry, Richie. Soz. He doesn't listen to us shy talking anyway. Yeah,
probably not, in fairness. No.
What's on?
What
is
on?
Do you know the music for it?
Dim, 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 or something. Am I thinking of the right thing? No.
That's Wii music or something, is it?
Dim, 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 dim. No, what is it? Bam, 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 bam.
That's shit.
I kind of had it at the start though, didn't I? Like bam, 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 bam.
This is not happening, isn't it, for me now, in all fairness?
Is it like you're just, you kind of seem like you're just glazed
I
over
feel
in
drunk.
Every way. Do you?
I feel kind of punch drunk.
Like tipsy kind of?
Just like. Ugh.
Yeah.
I can't find it, Kira. You're better at texting and whatnot.
Texting.
You know, like typing stuff in.
Deadly at texting.
You're the best texter in the world.
Okay, hang on.
You're my type on paper.
Can I pull you for a chat?
You're my type on paper. Can I pull you for a chat?
Pretty impressive that we made that up right there.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, thanks.
So buzzing, I know, literally means I have zero brain cells.
But I think it's good that all of us have zero brain cells together.
Yeah.
Did you see all the memes of people like the feminism leaving my body on June 29th?
Literally.
When we're all watching
like,
it.
Like, it's so brain dead. And it's so, and we spend our whole time giving out about the fact that there's nobody with realistic bodies in it.
But yet we watch it.
We spend, there's no representation.
No.
Of different size bodies.
But yet we watch it.
And yet we watch it. And do you think if it was a load of like 30, 40 year olds with middle age spread and all that, do you think people would watch it as much?
I think I still would.
Do you?
I really do. I think you would as well.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah.
So yeah.
But I don't think it'd be as popular with the old people.
No, I don't think so. But I do think I would still
like
watch
my friend said, it's the only programme that our son will sit down and watch that's on the telly.
It's great though.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you don't watch it, you're missing out on so many memes.
Yeah.
You really are. But I had someone say to me the other day, I was like, I can't believe like it's still on. Like it's so bad. Like, you know, their mental health, like the fact they have to get like mandatory
therapy
and like social media training.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is, but I'm still gonna watch it.
Yeah. Like so gonna watch it.
So bad, like, yeah, fuck it.
I wonder, will they have an Irish girl in it or an Irish boy? Colleen or Buchel?
We did meet the contestants.
I
didn't see it either. Will we go through it live on air?
Oh,
will we?
Yeah, come on.
Because then by the time this comes out, we'll have met them, so we'll know if we're right or not.
Yeah,
so we haven't watched it yet, obviously.
No, well, because it's not on yet.
Yeah, oh god, I'm out of breath.
Are you
real excited? Right, so meet your 2021 Islanders. Sorry, guys, it's an ad.
Well, you can edit that out.
No, I'm not editing this.
Keeping it. Oh, there's a French guy.
El Paris.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Giz a look. Right, who have we got?
Shannon. Okay. I was like, I have to pause it. No.
I'm Jake.
I'm Chloe.
I'm Toby.
I'm Kaz.
I'm
I need someone who's confident, who knows what they want, who goes for it. I want a guy to rail me.
Oh. What did she just say?
I want a guy to rail me.
Does that mean to ride me?
Yes.
The dirty bitch.
But, like, I kind of respect it, like, at the same time.
Where is he railing her, like, on telly?
No, I think she just means, like, I want a guy to absolutely rail me.
That is a bit much.
Go on, Kaz, you mad bitch. Look at her now. She's like...
she's like, butter wouldn't melt. I want a guy to rail me.
My type.
Oh,
is he Welsh?
My ex was blonde hair, blue eyes, fair skin.
Oh, here, is he Welsh? Is he Welsh?
Oh my God, I think he's Welsh.
Oh, do you know what?
He's going to be lovely.
Oh, bem.
I want to hear him say bem.
I want to hear him say bem too. Would,
what's a kidding?
Ow. What's a kidding?
Oh, say it's bam. Me. Your mum.
Your mum. Baby Neil.
Baby Neil. I knows it. Okay.
Here's I love this. The Welsh accent.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Does things to me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Would you? Sorry about that. To me, Bush. Yeah, would you pass me my water?
Your agua.
I just need to hydrate.
Do you know, because she's on this, you know, Katrina, she's hydrating. Journey. She's been the best girl, Katrina. She's been the best PT student.
Yeah. Right, this girl. Kaz was really pretty.
I can't see her. She's too far away.
Is she?
Yeah.
I want to have someone to travel with. Experience that.
She's Welsh.
So luckily I've had the opportunity to be able to go abroad with my work. I do like girls that are into similar things to me. I also like a girl that likes things that are a little bit different.
Oh my God, is it like a walking bleeding contradiction?
You've just said you like girls who like the exact same thing as you, but also girls who like
something different.
That's everyone. That's everyone. That's every single person.
It's like if you go and see a fortune teller and they go... You know, you had somebody quite close to you passed away. Doesn't everyone? You know, you're feeling sometimes there's areas in your life that you'd like to improve. Yeah.
Obviously.
You like to travel.
Yeah.
Most people do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a law of averages. She's going to be right on that one.
Do you know what I mean?
You like your
holly
box.
No, what else is it like saying?
I want someone really bubbly, but really quiet.
Yeah, literally. I want you to be like never shut up. But I
want someone really bubbly, but a mute.
Yeah, but never speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What had their
idiot.
Tongue removed at birth.
Do you ever get though these things, you watch these back from previous seasons and it's never what they end up being like.
No. They always like act like I'll say whatever I wanna say to anyone and
if anyone tries to get in my way.
If I have something to say, I'm gonna say it I'm
loyal.
And then they're going, what did you say? Nothing.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
We've
no,
just
never had my mouth. I have no tongue.
I'm mute. That's what he wanted.
No tongue.
That is what he wanted. What would you say if you were on it? Like if you had to do a little cameo?
Oh.
Hi, I'm Lorna.
I'm from Dublin.
I'm from Dublin.
Hi, I'm Lorna. From Dublin.
You'd be like, hi, what's the story?
How are you?
Hi, I'm Kira. Hi, I'm Kira. I'm 22 and I love.
What?
Oh, what would I even say?
I love fellas.
I like good looking blokes, yeah. But also other kind of blokes.
I like really bit muscly blokes, but I don't like them to be in the gym all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like a pulse.
A guy who knows how to...
Rail you.
No, like who can make a good cup of coffee so everyone's ready for the
nice
morning.
A nice omelette.
Oh, Gwen, where's that omelette? Okay.
I work as an operations lead for the Department of Transport and working on EU exports.
I'm not just
my type
pretty
is
face.
Dark.
Yeah, I was watching the American Circle and they loved it. I'm just here to prove that like you can be pretty and smart.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, shut up.
Like I'm a doctor. I'm also a glamour model.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like no one cares.
No, couldn't give a shit. But we do.
But we love it.
Yeah.
We love every single second of it. She's very pretty now.
They all are.
I know.
They don't put anyone who's...
Be in line if I'm too sassy or too straightforward.
Yeah.
They love saying that.
Yeah.
They love saying, I want a guy who can keep me in line, put me in my place.
Yeah. And then he'd probably say boo to them and they'd fucking kill them.
That'd be like me though. Yeah. I'd be like, excuse me.
Hello? What'd you say? Like Moira, remember?
Yeah.
When your man, she's like, what did you say? Like that. Like,
yeah. Oh, he's such an arsehole. Okay, this fella.
Curtis.
Dating. I have never asked a girl to call me Mr. Hammond. I don't think I could do it without laughing, so I'm definitely not going to be doing that anytime in the future. That's Mr. Hammond to you.
I don't get that. Is he someone famous as son? Go back.
Okay. Tall, dark, and is willing to put me in line if I'm too sassy or too straightforward.
Being a teacher, it is really hard to find time for dating.
Oh.
I have never asked a girl to call me Mr. Hammond. I don't think I could do it without laughing, so I'm definitely not going to be doing that anytime in the near future. That's Mr. Hammond to you.
Oh. Embarrassing.
That's terrible.
You would really think there were fit men in the city, but there really aren't.
Let me see her.
You would really think there's fit men in the city, but there's really not.
Oh, she's going to piss me off. She's like the twins. Remember the twins last year, the two blondie ones?
Yeah. I didn't really watch last year. That's why I'm like... who does she sound like? There's a character in something that talks like that.
Oh, it's in a cartoon or something.
Oh, no, no, no. It's
the fucking brainy thing.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, that was my Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, she does sound like her, but also
and Will and Grace.
No, I know the one I'm talking about. She's blonde and she's got like, and she's like, is she in Wild Child or something?
I don't know. Come on, move on. Anyway. Move on.
There's really nice men in the city.
You don't have girlfriends who mean they're off limits. They're not really off limits.
Oh? Where's the girl code? Oh.
You would not bring home to your mum. Just someone who's a bit naughty.
Oh, hello. Sucking toes. Sucking toes.
Oh, the dirty. We wouldn't have given him a load of mine.
Yeah. You're like, here's the fungal infection.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have them that. Covered up nicely now. Look, I've done red on my toes. My toes.
Covers
up the fungal infection nicely.
I don't think anyone would suck your toes. No offence.
I even said to your dad before, I said, like, what part of me, like, do you hate, like? And he's going, I don't hate any part of you. And I said, no, like, what's my most unattractive, like, part of me?
I bet you got pissed off.
And he went, I suppose your feet. And I was like, why, what's wrong with my feet?
You're literally, we ask these questions as if, like, they can't answer correctly.
And he's like, like, feet are feet. And I was like, yeah, but what's wrong with might now?
Are you seriously asking that? Like,
they're in bits. I don't mind my feet.
Like, but you can't possibly go, what do you mean? Like, my feet.
Like, foot model.
Like, I'd take that as a compliment, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because anything else would have been 10 times worse.
Yeah, imagine it was like your face.
Your face. Everything else.
Yeah. Your face and your body.
I like your feet, actually.
Your face and your body.
Yeah, your face and your body. It's felt like sucking toes.
Blonde, blue eyes, little feet. Because I have a massive foot fetish.
So my type on paper is like...
On paper.
Confident, commitment issues.
If you really look,
she wants someone with commitment issues.
Someone with commitment issues. And then the next guy goes, I have commitment issues.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Yeah. A match made in heaven.
You're made for me.
Casual sex can only take you so far until the girl starts getting drawn to you and now she wants to take you to the next step.
Not to take to the next level.
It's somebody that can literally rip me a new arse off. Not like that. Not like that. Oh my God.
She knew exactly what she was saying.
Guy, I always want to say short, blonde and ugly because everyone says tall, dark and handsome. But if I was to describe myself in three words...
Did she say she wants someone to rip her a new arsehole?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's affirmative.
And then I didn't mean it like that.
Oh my God.
What other way could you have meant it?
But you know the way your man's coming on being like, there's only so far casual sex would make you and they want it to be more serious. He does realise he's going on Love Island.
Yeah.
And, oh no, do you know what he's going to do? He's going to go, I've been such a player before, but actually...
Since I've never met anyone like you before.
I've cut feelings. Like, I've never met a girl... That has made me feel like this before. I've never met her.
But you think you could be the girl?
You're the princess of my dreams. Yeah.
I want to build a castle for you.
I want to be inside you. Inside your body.
I want to be one of your organs.
And I want to pump blood around your body.
I want to be a heart.
Our hearts are one. Your name is written on my heart. Something like that.
My princess.
I'll be your prince. If anyone can see the way my mouth is contorting to, I'll be your prince. Something like that. That's going to be his angle.
I'm really catching feelings for this one.
Isn't it though?
Never caught feelings before.
I've never felt right before.
What's your number? Many of you slept with.
Can I put you for a chat? Or somebody can't.
Do you know who you look like?
Who? Danny DeVito or something?
No, Sonia out of EastEnders.
Oh, Jesus.
Sonia.
My name's Sonia.
I
used to play the trombone. Very me right now.
Or the trumpet. Was it the trumpet or the trombone?
I don't know.
I don't know because I'm Sonia.
I'm Sonia. I'm
Sonia.
But yeah, that's going to be his angle.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, oh, I'm his such angel. A player. Yeah, his angel. Fly high angle.
Confident.
Annoying.
Honest.
Fun.
Definitely an alpha male.
Maybe a bit unpredictable.
Funny.
Outrageous.
Optimistic.
When someone says they're funny, they're usually not.
More fun than everyone else. So, my worst habit.
Would you call yourself outrageous?
I'm outrageous.
I'm outrageous. Oh, you. I'm Sonia. I'm outrageous.
I'm playing trumpet.
I want to know what we get. I bet you do.
You need a couple of pair of hens. Extra hens, anyone? Have you got anyone?
5 pairs of hens, have you?
Is that going to be a little
It's above 50. That's why I need 5 pairs of hens.
That's why, isn't it?
I did on his mess.
GCSE.
There's what you see at home. I see it all the time. I really need to stop it.
My worst habit is probably my fine. I bang them out on a regular basis.
Oh my god.
Oh.
My worst habit is I bang them out on a regular basis.
I bang them out on a regular basis. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's, I like That's him. Lovely. I feel like
he sounds
I
like your dad.
I feel like he's going to be funny. My farting.
Farting. That's how I'll always know your dad's alive.
If he farts.
You know, when he's asleep, you know, you often wake up and...
Well, you know by the snoring.
Yeah, but then the farting. You're like, oh, there he is.
There he is.
There he is.
Then if someone's too nice, it just will give me the itch. It just puts me off.
If someone's too nice. It gives me the ick.
So what, do you want him to like RKO you?
Just go over and punch her in the face.
You're a bitch.
Spitting her.
Yeah. Oh my god, I saw something so disgusting.
Did you?
There was this girl, I think she's a blogger, I don't know, but like she was taking a video and her and her boyfriend were like, first of all, licking each other's tongues, but then he spit in her mouth.
What?
And it was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Is that the one who had the baby?
No.
Oh.
Who had the baby?
The one that you followed that really annoyed you, but you couldn't help but watch her.
No. Anyways.
Ian, anyways.
My worst habit has to be cupping biscuits late at night. I always say I'm not going to do it, but I'll go through 4 or 5 packets of biscuit a week.
You are.
The bat fell.
I kind of like that acting.
Oh, it's awful.
I itch my ears with my mouth. It's weird. So when I have itchy ears, I go like this. It's got annoying. My friends think it's really annoying. Sometimes I can be a little bit toxic, but I have good intentions at the end of the day. I don't go out of my way to hurt people. That sounds really bad, but I promise.
What would be your worst... Your worst trait? I don't have
moaning. One. I moan.
Yeah.
I can't silently be upset or annoyed about something. I have to vocalise it.
Yeah.
I have to get it off my chest. And more than once.
Oh, I was even saying this. I can't remember who I was talking to a friend and we were saying do you ever get when something happens and you tell one person, it's never enough. No. You need to tell everyone.
No, but I tell the same person it probably 3 to 4 times.
Oh yeah, no, I know.
I need, until I have it resolved in my head, yeah. I have to keep, your dad calls me a geeback.
No, fair.
Yeah. yeah.
I thought we weren't allowed to say that word.
Oh, yeah. I'm over it now.
Okay, good.
It's just you were saying it too much. Yeah, in
quick succession.
Yeah, it was too much. It was overwhelming. But yeah, I am a moany bitch.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't just go, sure, look. I try and I do it for a while and then I go,
but. And that's the same thing as me, with me as well. I'll have a discussion and if I don't feel like it's resolved,
I'll have to.
We probably talked about this before, but I actually need to talk to you again about it because I don't feel like anything was resolved. Maybe that would be me as
and
well.
And I always there going, I'd say to myself, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let that go.
Can't
let it go.
Can't do it.
No. I might have held on to it for a week, but I'll eventually get the little dig in, or I'll get
a sly remark or something.
Yeah. No, it's just that.
You said that last time.
That's strange. Funny. Because,
interesting.
Yeah. Weird.
That's interesting.
Isn't it, Sonia? I'd say that'd be one of my most annoying traits.
Do you think that would be one of mine as well? Am I a gee bag as well?
You're not as much of a gee bag as me.
But yeah. Give me time.
Yeah, no, you will grow. You'll grow into one, yeah.
A fully fledged geek bag. I will follow in your footsteps. Yeah.
She will follow me.
She will follow wherever she may go. There is something to thee. Keep me away. Thank
it.
You. Thank
love
you.
It.
Okay, we're nearly at the end.
It's like, I'm actually really sweet. I can't.
That's funny.
I think on dating apps, I always open with the same opening line. Is your name Earl Grey? Because you look like a hot tea.
Oh my God, that's so shit.
That's really bad.
Have you ever had a like really, like, would you ever get someone giving you a really cheesy chat up line, but it's actually funny?
I've never heard a good one. I remember when I was on Tinder back in my Tinder days, there was a fella who'd done a really sexual one and it actually put
like
me
that.
Off.
Don't like that.
Because I was like, okay.
No, too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. I remember a fella asked me up to dance before and I said, no. I said, I'm grand. I said, my friend would probably dance with you. And he goes, oh, by the way, you have a big nose. And he walked off.
Oh, nice boy.
Yeah.
He did want to dance with you though.
Yeah. I was like, it wasn't too big to be dancing with, was it?
That's the male ego for you.
By the way,
can't deal with rejection.
I was like, okay.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
I'm in a lot of DMs. A lot. When I say a lot of DMs.
Why is he... Why is he here? This fella, what's his name? I don't know what his name is, right? This fella who's saying he's got a lot of commitment issues. And then he's going, I'm in a lot of DMs.
So what does that mean? He's sliding or slipping into people's DMs?
Slipping and sliding.
Okay, now which one is it?
Sliding.
Sliding. Yeah. So he's sliding in.
But he's saying...
To
like,
a lot of DMs. And he's quite proud of that. He's like delighted at his little own life.
Yeah. So he's basically saying, I have commitment issues and I talk to a lot of people.
I'm
a
fuckboy.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what, Kira? That's who you want your daughter to bring home, isn't it?
100%. But Betcha will end up loving him.
Oh, yeah.
But face to face, that's when I come into my real element.
People would probably think I'm a top shagger, but obviously I'm far from it. Last time I had sex with Hammer.
No, he's Newcastle.
Oh,
he's not Welsh.
Why I pet?
I'm alright with that.
Newcastle. I prefer the Welsh accent. If he could change his accent.
Yeah,
I don't think that's too much to ask.
I think that could be arranged.
Yeah, I love the Scottish accent. I love the Welsh accent. The Welsh is my favourite.
Yeah, it'd go Welsh, Scottish close second. Like. Yeah. But I wonder, obviously, they're already in the villa.
Yeah.
So I wonder, could we get word to him that he needs to change his
accent. Needs a voice coach ASAP.
Yeah,
that's going to happen.
Okay. Maybe Laura Whitmore, she's Irish. Maybe we could just... Shoot her a tweet.
She have a baby.
Slide into her DMs.
Is she doing it now? She's only after popping out a sprock.
Yep. I bet you she'd be like that. Skinny.
Ah, fuck off, Laura.
And she had it with your man Ian.
Yeah.
Tonight.
On Love Island. Molly me. And Tommy.
And Jaffa Cake.
Jaffa Cake. On Love Island. Dr. Marcel.
What was he used to always say about him?
Was it not? He was a love doctor or something.
Oh yeah, Dr. Love or something like that.
Mm.
He's very funny.
Shabba.
I love just the force of
He got so famous, and then when people saw what he actually looked like, they were like what the hell? Hello.
I know.
Hello,
he's a bit of me.
Yeah. Right, but yeah, she'd be like a little waif. Like, the afterbirth will still be coming out.
Stop.
It will. She'll have her gizzard in a dun's bag. Yeah. Over her shoulder, and she'll
still have a comb wristband.
Yeah,
she will.
Yeah. They'll be actually in the process of stitching her up.
Yeah,
stitching up her.
And the nurse will be like, hi,
sorry, just you know, just she had a little episiotomy, so I'm just stitching her up.
Yeah,
and
you're all right, love.
You cracked.
You okay? Yeah, and the doula.
Any
is
piles?
The doula is just. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, you were so excited when you found out about a doula.
It's my calling.
Yeah.
To have one. Not to be one.
Like for life.
No, I don't want to have kids, but I want to have a doula.
Yeah. Fair.
A life doula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, would that not be a life coach?
Ma'am, please.
Okay, sorry. Please. Sorry, it's the doula.
It's just the constant trying to tear me down.
Do you think her name would be Dottie?
Dottie the doula.
Or Dorothy.
Or Nuala the doula.
Nuala the doula.
You missed a trick there.
I really did.
I'm handing you them.
I know. They're on silver platters.
Literally. I'm only short writing them down.
And I'm just swapping them away.
A whiteboard.
Yeah.
I'm like, say this.
Oh.
actually, might I add?
Nuala the doula.
Nuala the doula.
Right, anyway. Are we finished with them all?
Hang on.
It was in the end of 2019. I can't wait to meet the fit girls this summer.
I want to find a guy that's going to treat me nice, and I'm just so ready for it.
Yeah.
I just want someone fit and funny. It's not too much.
Fit and funny.
No, fair.
Yeah.
Fair, fit and funny.
Fair, fit and funny. And fabulous.
And fabulous.
Yeah.
Fit, funny and fabulous.
Mm.
Me, now that I've started PT.
There you go. Well, by tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
I might set me alarm for the quarter.
Yeah, just see.
Just to get up and do a drastic might before and after.
In a bit early, like.
No, I'm going to take a before picture at 10 to.
Yeah.
Where I'll still be fat, obviously.
No, but you're morning skinny, don't you? It'd be nice when you're morning skinny.
Yeah, but the skinniness isn't going to kick in till 8 o'clock because it's 24
right,
hours after I've done the workout.
Right, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logic.
Keep up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep up. Is that it?
Hang on.
It's definitely going to be a Mr. Hammond summer.
I'm going into Love Island because I'm ready for love.
I've got a lot of love to give. A lot of passion.
I'm so excited to go into the villa. Like, I'm so excited to get in.
Girls, face to face.
Kira, what's the biggest thing that would... Do you know what would upset me the most about being in that house?
What?
The toilet.
Toilet situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would really...
The public nature of it.
That would really upset me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would really, 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 really upset me.
I wonder, are there arguments that we don't see of them being like, for fuck... Because, you know, even in our house, it's killings who gets to have a shower first.
Yeah. But did you ever see there was one girl who went upstairs and she legged it up to the... You know, they have their... Where
dressing
they did their
room.
Makeup.
Yeah.
And she parted her arse cheeks and done a fart.
That'd be me.
She literally... You know the way you pull the arse cheek aside and a little... Psh,
Do you need to pull the arse cheek? You don't.
She did. It's like you can wait for it to happen organically, or you can pull the arse cheek and it will come out quicker.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. So she done that, but it'd be like that, like that whole going to the.
And you're wearing bikinis all the time. That break my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what if you're bloated?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they're not. They probably haven't eaten in a year.
In the Australian one, did you watch the Australian one? They don't go around in bikinis like they do in the English one.
Mm.
They be wearing like shorts and tops and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's just the English one that everyone's...
It looked like it was cold in the Australian one.
It did, didn't
it?
Yeah, it
was really cold.
I think they went to Spain, but that would have been their summer.
Yeah.
So it probably would have been the...
Should have just stayed where they were.
Yeah.
In fucking Australia.
Just
like.
Go to like a hotter part of Australia.
Yeah, the Gold Coast Galoots. Or something. Is that in Australia? Yeah.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast.
Alexa. Where is the Gold
Where
Coast?
Where is the Gold Coast? Oh, is there a Gold
is
Coast?
There, or is it the Silver Coast?
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be the bathroom situation.
Yeah, that'd really upset me now.
The,
I'm very private when it comes
to that. I wonder,
would
you get really pissed off if people were really messy? I think that
would
really start
to
annoy
in on
me.
You. I think they've cleaners though that come into the place
sorted.
Now. Yeah.
Soated.
Soated.
That wouldn't bother me then.
Yeah.
Find something else that
would
bother me.
What else would bother me? Just like not having any privacy.
Yeah. And you know, like, would you get real bored? I think I'd be so bored.
They look like they're bored.
I think I'd be so bored.
Yeah. Like, they don't even have books to read. Because they can't give them books or anything like that. Because then they're boring. They're just stuck into their book. So they.
I wonder, do they have downtime, though?
I think they do. I think it's something like on a Saturday or something, they get a day off. And that's when the cleaners all come in and all. And I think, like, they have production meetings and stuff like
that.
Right, okay. I guarantee you they have someone going,
this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, would you be a little bit more, have a little row with him, call her for a chat, like, you know, we need a bit of drama to happen here, like.
Yeah, because there's never been a year where nothing's happened.
I hope there's killings.
Yeah, same. First night.
Yeah.
First night's always a bit boring though, isn't it?
Because you're just being introduced to them and...
They're just coupling up.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bit boring.
But we're happy.
Yeah. We're thriving.
We're
What time are we? What's the countdown?
Oh my god, we've only got 40 minutes till it's on.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Alright, I really want to watch it in bed, but I can't.
No,
absolutely not.
That is a negative.
Oh, your dad is going to go.
Yeah.
Fucking mad.
He is. And do you know what's the worst part? It's every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said to him, I said, you're not going to believe what's back on. He was like, what? And I was like, Love Island. He was like, you can fuck off.
But do you know what though? We put up with matches and shit all year round.
Oh, I'm sick of it. Like, I come in from work and I'm sitting there and I'm like, Saturday night, and I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, I wanted to watch rugby. Yeah, I wanted to watch football.
Oh, sorry. It's only right that they should have to put up with, like, at least a couple of weeks of...
But he'll proper go mad now.
He'll
be like,
there's
fucking load of shit. And like, then...
We know.
Yeah, I know.
But we like it.
Yeah, it's like, don't judge me.
No.
I'm judging myself hard enough over here. Like, but I can't help it if I like
judge
it.
Myself.
No, but you ever get people like who judge you for the stuff that you watch? Like, your dad always goes, she'd watch fucking the shite she watches and all. But I like them. Sorry. I think football's mind-numbingly brain dead.
Yeah.
Brain dead. I know there's an element of skill, a huge element of skill. I know that. But it's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's a ball being kicked around by a load of grown men and throwing themselves on the ground.
Like, why should, like, yours into be a net. Less...
Oh, God, I hope Martin's not listening to this.
Goalie man.
Oh, no. Don't be putting down
oh,
me.
Oh, no.
I don't be saying...
Takes a lot of skill.
Nice.
Training. Crop pops. Yeah. No, it's true.
Mm.
I think they deserve it.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Sorry. Not sorry.
If you can't beat them, join them.
If you can't stand the heat, then get out of the kitchen.
Do you know?
Literally, get out of the kitchen. No. Go into the sitting room.
Watch your man cave.
Yeah, into the man cave and watch your...
The hangout range.
Yeah. And watch your shite.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Man.
Hasta la vista.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on that, I think we do the outro, Kira.
Absolutely. Extra. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for listening to I Ask My Mom.
Thanks, Sonia. Really, special guest, Sonia.
Really appreciate it. I'll talk to you next week.
And a jopalize for being a wet lettuce.
Yeah.
Mm. A streak of piss. Streak of piss. But you held your own there, Kira.
Did
and
I?
You made up for me.
Thanks.
So, fair play to you.
No, sure look.
Sure listen.
Sure listen.
It is what it is.
There's some weeks you're here, there's some weeks you're not.
That's it.
And that's fine.
And just this week I'm not. And I'll be back on track next week.
What's the thing they say? What? All those people.
All of them.
This too shall pass.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe don't drink
for a
while. You can
see me through the window. Don't be so fucking ridiculous. No, I'm not having one tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not. I owe it to myself.
I was actually going to get a drink.
I wouldn't, even if you were drinking, I wouldn't drink now.
Really?
Yeah,
it's that bad?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Amy found a bottle of wine. A bottle of wine. There was only 330 calories. There was this thing actually on TikTok and it was like, there's this trend and it's like you're speaking into it as in a voice message and you're like, well, you don't think you sound like you're from Donegal.
Yeah.
And your mom's like, oh yeah, I think I've missed the bus. I'm going to wait another wee minute and all this. And then playing it back. And he's like, I love my mammy.
What bottle of wine is this, pray tell?
She sent me a picture. So
yeah, because I've stopped drinking wine.
Only 300 calories in the whole bottle.
No, I'm buzzing
so
on
I'm
that.
Down,
yeah.
I'm down.
And what's the important question? What's the alcohol content?
I don't know.
It's probably 2% or something, is it?
I don't think so. I'd have to investigate further.
Well, we need to investigate that.
I couldn't
you can't be throwing away willy-nilly comments like that.
Yeah.
Like,
but you just get two of them.
Without any evidence.
Just get two of them.
Ah, here.
What?
Here.
Tiddums.
Ah. Yeah.
Okay, on that note.
Right, Slate people.
Slate Tom Dogs, thanks for listening.
Enjoy Love Island.
Talk to you next week.
Do,
bye.
Do. No, still haven't got it, have we? No. Okay. Come on. Let's piss off, so.